Andrew Hungerford, producing artistic director and scenic designer of No Theater's production of Alabaster, and Lisa Sanaya Dring, associate artistic director of LA's Circle X Theater Company, are with me in the studio tonight. The new play entitled Alabaster runs at No Theater from February 28th to March 21st. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Andrew, and welcome to Cincinnati, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Andrew, tell us about the National New Play Network Rolling World premiere. That's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. And how this play is being handled nationally.
Yeah. So No Theater is a member of the National New Play Network, which is a collection of theaters across the country devoted to the development of new works. And they have a program called the Rolling World Premiere Program. And what that is, a number of theaters, at least three across the country, commit to doing a new play within one calendar year. And it's all considered part of the world premiere. And that allows a playwright to see a play in a number of different productions and be able to make adjustments from city to city as it goes on and really give a chance to develop the new work. And Alabaster actually has the largest Rolling World premiere of any play to date, with 11 theaters committed to producing it over a 12-month period.
And where are they located?
All around the country. The first production happened in Florida. There's one happening in Austin. There's one in Chicago. There's one happening in California. And there's actually one happening in Michigan and in Indiana. So, yeah, it really is a cross-section of the entire country.
Well, tell us about the playwright.
Audrey Cephaly, who's the writer of Alabaster, actually is not unfamiliar to Cincinnati audiences because one of her shows was produced at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park last season. But this is the first time we've been working with her, and we're really excited to do this play.
Has she visited during rehearsals?
She will be visiting us during rehearsal, yeah.
And will she be at opening night?
Actually, probably not, because her schedule is so busy with the number of theaters producing this play. She is crisscrossing the country constantly. So we're hoping she'll be able to make it at some point during the run, but she won't be able to be with us for opening.
And where's her base?
She's based in Washington, D.C., in the D.C. area.
Lisa, you're from L.A.
I am.
With a resume which includes working on several television series. Mm-hmm. Fill us in on your background a little.
Well, it's varied. I started out as an actor, and actually I apprenticed at Actors Theater of Louisville some years ago. So I was doing theater in LA and then came to apprentice in Kentucky and then went to New York, did some regional theater. I left New York and traveled for a few years, actually, and then bopped back into LA about 6 years ago. And I've just been working ever since. I started writing and directing, actually, from a solo show I wrote. And after that, people just started asking me to work with them in various capacities. And so now, this past year, I've worked, you know, in Scotland. I just did a residency in New Hampshire. I was in Kentucky for a play I wrote for the apprentices. And now I'm here. So I'm based in LA, and I get to make work all over the country.
And what brought you to this play?
Well, they found me, which is great. But I mean, as soon as I read the play, I knew it was really special. It's a cast of all women, and it represents women in a way that I've never heard before. They get to be so many things that historically women characters haven't been written to be. And it's about heartache and loss, and also overcoming that and finding the courage within all of that pain to connect with another. So it's at once about falling in love and goats and all of that, and also about healing, which I really resonate with.
It's set in Alabama, Alabaster, Alabama. Is it just one day, April 5th, 2018, that we follow these characters?
It's probably like April 5th and 6th because it's the afternoon of one day and the beginning of the next.
Mm-hmm. And what's the plot?
Well, Alice comes to town to take photographs of June, who's been through a severe loss. And so she finds that June has been living a very distinct life. She has goats that she talks to that we actually see as people embodying them in the play. We have Wheezy and Bib, who are played by women and who are goats as well. And so these two women find out that they have a lot more in common than they would normally see on the surface. And over the course of a day, they form a really unique bond.
And the goats play an integral part. I understand there's narration. Is that both goats? One goat? How's that work?
It's one goat who narrates. And it's one of the things that is delightful and whimsical and also decidedly contemporary about the play, that our window into this world that we first get as an audience is through the eyes of one of the goats. But the goat Wheezy is there to be a guide and helper to us in a number of ways. I think Audrey in the text describes Wheezy the goat as having a kind of Yoda energy to her. So, yeah. So she's there to help us figure out where we are and see where we're going.
I think she also says the things that people aren't saying, which is very funny.
Yeah.
And who are the two actresses?
We have Kelly Mengelcook is playing Alice and Maggie Lou Rader is playing June.
And they're both from Cincinnati?
They are. Maggie Lou Rader is our education director at the NO, actually. And Kelly Mengelcook has worked with us in the past. She was last on our stage in the musical Whisper House, but they're both also company members at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company.
You're scenic director, designer.
Yeah.
What's the set look like?
Well, it's really exciting because it's a chance to find a way to portray the necessary elements of an Alabama farm on stage while also encompassing some of the metaphorical and emotional reality of the character's state. So one of the central things is June's bedroom, because that's where she spends a lot of her time. But then it also encompasses some of the outdoor areas of the farm and a goat barn. So it's a fun challenge, especially to do in our space, which is an intimate black box space that's reconfigurable. And figuring out ways to do surprising and evocative things in our space in a way that's achievable with the resources we have is always exciting.
How long are you going to be in town with the production after it opens?
Well, I get to see it open and then I bop over to LA. So I'm here for the month of February.
And then what's the rest of your year look like?
I'm acting in a play called Tea by Valina Hasu Houston. When I get back to LA, I just got a grant to research a play that I'm writing in Japan, so I'm going to go over there. And then I'm a member of the playwrights group with East West Players, so a new play of mine is going to be read in June. And those are my plans thus far for the year.
Busy, busy.
Yeah.
So they're lucky to have you.
I'm lucky to be here.
We're really lucky. Yeah.
And No Theater has one more production after this season. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Our final production of the season is Lasso of Truth by Carson Kreitzer, which through a really interesting and compelling theatrical way explores the origins, the real life origins of Wonder Woman.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We're really excited.
And what are the plans for the Fringe Festival look like? How are they shaping up?
They're going great. We're in the middle of jurying right now because our Fringe Festival is a curated festival. So we have a jury of local artists who are all reviewing the applications, and those will get locked in and notices will go to artists soon. And then we'll announce that in a couple months.
Well, thank you all for coming in tonight.
Thank you so much, Lee.
I've been speaking with Lisa Sanaya Dring and Andrew Hungerford from No Theater about their production of Alabaster, running from February 28th to March 21st. For more ticket information, visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.